Recently, I saw a news clip about Spencer Beach from Edmonton, Alberta on CTV News. During the news report, I remembered that I met this man. Spencer Beach spoke at a Toastmasters group I used to belong to prior to my accident in 2009. He is truly inspiring. After experiencing a horrific workplace accident that caused burns to 90% of his body and surviving, coupled with all the ambiguous loss that resulted from that tragic event, Spencer eventually went on to become an advocate for workplace safety and a much sought-after public speaker. It took me several years after my motor vehicle accident to even remember that I had belonged to Toastmasters. It is an organization where club members have the opportunity to improve their speaking skills and learn from other experienced public speakers. Though I have had some slow gains in recovery over these nearly 14 years, you would never know listening to me that I used to be part of a public speaking group. In fact, on a very bad or very tiring day, you would wonder if I knew high school English. I don't know if Spencer's accident caused a brain injury, but I'm assuming it did not, because he had a nearly immediate understanding of how his life had changed. As a result of my injury suffered in the accident, I did not have immediate understanding. It was many years afterward until I started to even just begin to understand how my life was different and would not ever be the same, that I would not be able to work, or even be of use. In the news clip, Spencer Beach says, "I live my life. If at the end of the day, my family is happy, healthy, and safe, I had a pretty good day. My days are never that. Following my accident, I could not make my family or employer happy, and I did not know why. I lost my job, lost my friends, lost my house, lost contact with family, and eventually divorced. Fast forward to now, and I am still unable to give my son hope that days ahead will be better and that I'll be safe on my own. In fact, my own sister most often appears sad at the end of any time spent with me. Some days I am much more down on myself than I should be. My son and my sister try to remind me of the progress that I have made to this point, but it wears them down having to make sure I don't give up hope. Being in the accident costs me everything. And though I expect others had a range of tragedies and loss from the chaotic multi-vehicle accident of 2009, I do wonder why I'm alive, yet I am thankful to be alive all the same. I hope one day before I die that I can focus on something else in a day besides waiting for my case to be settled and trying to figure out how to get through a day. Though I'm legally not allowed to speak of my accident since the matter is not resolved yet, I am usually required at least once a year or more to relive every detail of it. I'd rather this went away so I can move on from having to relive these painful moments so often. Sometimes I can't decide which is more painful, to have to relive the accident or to be questioned about details of my life that I have no memory of. No amount of money can ever give me back what I lost, all that I had worked so hard for. I cannot get back that time, the relationships, the independence, my abilities and experience, my health, or even all my memories. I frequently feel I have no purpose in life as I am not contributing and productive in any useful way. I pray for the ability to use any of the few, okay, days I might have remaining to see the people I care about, those who have stuck with me, truly smile and be happy. Though I have more okay days than I used to, so many of my days are not okay. Often my days are unfocused, painful, or just a loss. Even a good day, where I try to do normal, things can end badly, due to being easily overwhelmed and cognitively fatigued. Fatigue, cognitive impairment, communication issues, balance and mobility concerns, slow information processing, difficulty with memory and organizing are just some of my daily battles. This is more noticeable to onlookers when I have to do something beyond just making sure to feed my dog. It makes maintaining healthy friendships difficult and can cause tremendous embarrassment, even during small interactions like checking out with the cashier at the grocery store. Everyone I know works at least one job or has at least some area of responsibility every day. Still, not having a daily routine has been one of my biggest complaints as far back as I can remember, following my accident. Not only does society place tremendous emphasis on what a person does, rather than who they are, so does the legal system. It is all very frustrating. It's not my intention to repeat myself, but often I find getting through a day is hard. I wonder if my family will ever be happy. Will I ever be able to provide them with the hope that I'll be okay and manage relatively well on my own? When will I be able to look back and say, like Spencer did, that I had a pretty good day? Meet Teresa Peters. My name is Teresa Peters. I'm a TBI survivor in my late 50s. Before my accident of 2009, I had earned a bachelor's degree in information systems. I worked as an IT business process analyst for a department within a municipal government. I was also a mother, wife, stepmother, and Christian youth ministry organizer. In my spare time, I worked as an IT consultant, designing websites and creating small software applications. I maintained the family home, handled the finances for both my business and my husband's, cooked, cleaned, hosted events, looked after my step-grandchildren, traveled, was physically active, involved at church, and taking dance lessons with my husband. Currently, I am divorced and living with my son has graciously agreed to share rental housing costs and monthly expenses with me. He has also been pivotal in retraining me in activities of daily living, such as cooking and driving.